It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill and Damien Barrett.
All right, so election Saturday, and we are going to be on the road, travelling down to Geelong, calling the game, coming back, so not able to vote on the day myself in my electorate.
Which is what, Jim? You let it tell that? Tell us that
no,
or not?
That's only because I don't know what it is. Anyway.
You just voted.
I just voted. Well, so what I did is I went to, I looked up online in Bayside, where can you early vote, and there were three destinations.
Three polling booths.
So I chose the one closest to me, got there. The lineup when I got there was 70 metres. By the time I'd voted, it was 200 metres. It was curling. I said to the lady in front of me, if this is what early voting looks like, what the hell's Saturday going to bring? I'm serious. They were too deep, and it was too wide and 200 metres long. Ran into Joey Montagna.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy Hamill.
Yep.
They were miles back. God knows, they're still waiting in the queue.
Jim, you're not, I've seen you jump queues before too.
No,
just
I know.
Saying your face is your entry and you would have tried to get in front of the queue, wouldn't you?
No, yeah. Well, I didn't, out of respect.
And, for who?
Because I didn't think it was going to work. But the other thing was, one of the ladies who was handing the flyers out said, I'm the politician's mum, about 45 times while I was waiting to everyone who handed them out. And I thought, given the current environment of politics, I wouldn't be owning up to any politician being relation, be honest. Anyway, I got in there, sorted it out, and off I went and had all my bloody flyers, which ended up going in the bin, and I'm done, which is good.
Yep.
But I thought to myself, Purple.
You thought self?
Well, we've got it's a federal election. And as you know, the Traffic Party, which I formed a while back and is incredibly popular.
You've registered it too,
yeah,
I think.
Is actually a state party.
Right.
Because I'm only talking about Victorian traffic. Okay, I don't speak for Sydney or Adelaide.
It's got potential for growth, though, I reckon.
Well, I'm focusing mainly on here because I have a strong view that things have gone awry. Anyway, so I've been quiet in the space because I've let the federal thing do its own thing. But I felt compelled to put a statement down.
Good.
Just so that we keep the thing on the boil. So here we go.
Vote one for Jim's Traffic Party. I have been quiet in the lead up to the election. I have sat back and watched two of the greatest bozos known to man embarrass themselves. But the traffic has returned to as bad as it's ever been in this great state. Through COVID, I swear, people have completely forgotten how to drive. And there are some worrying trends on our roads, and legislation is required. Idiots using their phones in peak hour. Shouldn't be on your phone anyway. But peak hour, where we're all trying to either get to work or get home, and clowns are looking down and not focusing on the road, is never going to be tolerated. People who slow down as they approach a set of traffic lights. Why? If they turn orange, then you can slow down. But if they're green, 60's the speed limit, bloody well stick to it. Halfwits who leave about 50 metres between themselves and the car in front, so the gap keeps getting filled by cars moving over. What the hell are you doing? Who hit the brake pedal all the time, even though there's nothing that's happened in front of them that's caused them to brake. Does my head in. Selfish who pull up in the right lane at a set of lights, sit there for a minute while all the cars line up behind them, then decide to indicate to go right when there's no green arrow. They get the full extended horn treatment. Country roads. When full-blown f***asses speed up when there's an overtaking lane to make sure no one overtakes, then they slow back down when the lane ends. How? These are examples of horrific driving that's crept back in after the lockdown. And the traffic party's onto it, and I assure you all, measures will be taken.
Authorised, written and spoken by James Brayshaw for the traffic party, which doesn't actually exist.
So, Purple.
I like you.
I didn't want to cloud the space because it's federal election time, but I've seen that much bad work on the roads that I felt a statement was needed.
I've got a couple of questions out of
this.
Yes. Where do the preferences go from the traffic party?
They don't.
What about the animal party or the shooters party, the sex party?
None.
Have you got no preferences?
No preferences.
Well, where do their preferences go?
You either vote one or you don't vote.
What does the traffic party think about the separation of powers, as was once put to a person who usually sits in this studio?
Cove? No, I'm telling you, Purple, I don't know what's happened in the last 2 years because obviously we were bloody locked in houses, not allowed to drive anywhere. But I think in that time, people have completely and utterly forgotten how to use the road.
I don't think we're coming from a high benchmark before COVID shut
down. That's true, we weren't. But it has somehow got worse.
Yeah.
So I think we need just to reset and people to understand that there's proper behaviour behind the wheel.
The braking of all those things you listed is probably my pet one at the moment.
The beach road, seriously, this clown the other day. I'm behind him or her, I don't know, and there was nothing ahead of him or her, and 15 times just kept touching on the brake. I'm like, what are you doing?
There's no need for that.
There's no. It's just, it's imbecilic purple, and it will not be tolerated, so it's going to gain momentum.
Have you got traction on the other party you wanted to set up some time ago too, the Roadworks party?
No. Well, that was, there's another one, just near,
bloody, got him going.
Yeah, no, what's that?
City
Donovan's.
Road.
Just near Donovan's.
Oh, there's one there now, is there?
Well, there was a Roadworks party there last night trying to fix the pole that fell on a van at 6:05 in the evening.
PM.
So, rabbits, the bloody traffic's backed up to the sandbar. No one's going anywhere in two lanes because these dingbats decided at 6:05 PM that was the time to go down to one lane and fix a pole that doesn't even exist anymore. No, I've had enough.